Welcome to a new series of the CRA podcast titled CRA Tips, a series created for CRA practitioners. We know that managing the Community Reinvestment Act program for your financial institution can be challenging, given the plethora of competing priorities. We know you're busy, so we will keep it tight and to the point. The weekly CRA tips are designed to give you something quick to digest in between our CRA webinars, our newsletters, and blog posts. And for those of you who are new to me, I'm Linda Izuka, your host and founder of CRA Today and the CRA Hub. The CRA Hub is an exclusive membership for bankers to master the Community Reinvestment Act and transform disadvantaged communities through the power of economic development. And if you are joining the podcast for the first time or are new to CRA Today, you'll find that I'm very passionate about this community development work. So now let's get right to it. Enjoy the tip. Okay, so don't leave this for the examiner to decide. The single most important CRA exam prep tool is a CRA self-assessment. CRA self-assessments are assessments you perform on your own institution to really understand your CRA strengths and perhaps even identify your performance gaps. And the self-assessment, if done correctly, mirrors an examiner's approach to when they're on site examining your performance under a CRA exam. So it's really helpful to delineate your performance in a similar framework, and it'll help you understand exactly where you're strong, and it'll also help you provide that performance context where you might have some gaps. And then the best part of the CRA self-assessment is where you get to delineate and share your CRA story. This is the most powerful part of this document. You set the tone for your performance, your gaps, your mitigants, and how you are proactively serving your community. So I say there's three different types of self-assessments, which we'll talk about in a future episode, but I call it the light, the comprehensive, and even a targeted one in between. So the light version is, if you don't have one yet, pull out a piece of paper, outline your program, and keep it high level, executive summary, if you will. It's better to have that than none at all. Then a targeted one might be if you have a certain performance gap that you want to highlight and really talk about all the great work you're doing to then fill that gap, you can just merely do a targeted self-assessment. And if you have the time and the resources, you can do a comprehensive self-assessment that is a never-ending journey, right? To keep that updated and to make that be really the basis for your exam during your exam cycle. So self-assessments are living and breathing documents that really should be refreshed throughout the year. The length of period really determines your exam cycle and the size of your bank. Self-assessments are not exactly required, but they are a best practice, so I highly recommend them. It's really an important tool for you to consider as you're really reflecting on your CRA program and to set you up for success for your next CRA exam. No one knows your bank better than you. No one knows your community better than you. So don't let the examiner try to figure that out. They only have so much time on site to look at your performance and then evaluate it. So pre-position the work, know your gaps, tell your CRA story, make sure that you show them how much you care about this work and how much you're doing to meet the credit needs of your communities and not to exclude low to moderate income people and families. I know you're doing the good work, so maximize the story with a CRA self-assessment. And until next time, bye for now. Well, I hope this week's CRA tip was helpful and adds value to you and your CRA program. If you want to take a deeper dive into core concepts of the Community Reinvestment Act and connect with your CRA colleagues, you may want to consider joining the CRA Hub. We go live weekly with CRA-specific activities like core content training, Q&A sessions, challenges, guest speakers, and more. Check out cratoday.com/hub to learn more. Until the next CRA podcast episode, take care of you. Bye for now.